Try this meditation practice, self-love. First, find a comfortable place to sit where you won't be disturbed. If you're in a chair, make your way to the back of the chair to support your lower back. Ground both your feet flat on the floor. Sit upright with your spine, neck, and the crown of your head pulled skyward. Gently pull your shoulder blades back and down, raising your rib cage slightly. These small shifts will create a true physical openness for your heart, an openness consistent with the positive emotions you aim to cultivate. Gently lower your gaze to reduce distractions. If you're comfortable, close your eyes. In this meditation, you'll hear my voice, followed by periods of silence. In the silence, continue to say the phrases of loving kindness silently to yourself. We'll begin and end by bringing awareness to the sound of a chime. Take a few deep breaths and bring your awareness to your heart. Visualize how each in-breath affects your heart physically. Breathe normally now, making no special effort to breathe in any particular way. Continue to rest your awareness on your heart. Consider how each in-breath nourishes you as your heart drinks in precious oxygen. This passage of oxygen from the nearby air through your lungs and then into your beating heart and bloodstream is the most basic and constant connection between you and the world around you. The simple act of breathing knits together all that is within you with all that lies beyond your skin. Each new breath creates a unity of life as all people share the nourishment that the Earth's atmosphere freely offers. Check in now with how your body is feeling. Do you have any aches and pains? Any worries or areas of tension? Or are you excited, caught up in eager anticipation? Whatever the feeling, there's no need to push it aside. Pleasant or not, let that feeling in. Accept it as part of what it means to be you at this moment. Meet the feeling with curiosity and openness. Note how it registers in your body and how those sensations change subtly from one moment to the next. Whether your current experience is pleasant or unpleasant, just witness and accept it. Whether events in your life are presenting you with good or bad fortune these days, just witness and accept those events. see them as part of the inevitable ups and downs that all people experience. Just as surely as all people face good and bad fortune, all people, all the world over, yearn to feel good, safe, peaceful, and healthy. Alongside your awareness of suffering and the fundamental sameness of all people, you can choose to wish yourself well. You deserve this kindness as much as anyone. Begin by lightly calling to mind your own good qualities. Let these qualities remind you of what's good in you, what touches your heart about yourself. Then gently offer the classic wishes of loving kindness to yourself, choosing phrasings that best speak to your heart. May I feel safe and protected. May I feel happy and peaceful. May I feel healthy and strong. May I live with ease. See yourself as being a dear friend to yourself. It might help to first imagine the warmth and tenderness you'd feel toward an infant or kitten, as innocent as these small creatures can be. Experience how your face softens and your heart expands in their presence. Now imagine directing these same feelings of warmth and tenderness to yourself. May I feel safe. May I feel happy. May I feel healthy. May I live with ease. Between each phrase, pause for just a moment to drop your awareness down to your body, to your heart in particular. Note and accept whatever sensations arise there. Know that this practice is more than the mere repetition of phrases. The phrases simply open a door to a chance for you to condition your heart to be more open, accepting, and kinder. Becoming aware of your heart region allows you to witness this conditioning as it unfolds. May I feel safe. May I feel happy. May I feel healthy. May I live with ease. At times you'll find that your attention has strayed from the phrases. This may happen a lot. Don't worry. It's normal. Simply begin again by gently bringing your awareness back to the phrases. There's no need to berate yourself for losing your focus. Each new moment of beginning again presents another chance to experiment with the spirit of loving kindness. Can you acknowledge your lapse while at the same time gently returning to the phrases? What would it take to set aside all harshness and begin again with a kind and loving attitude towards yourself? May I feel safe. May I feel happy. May I feel healthy. May I live with ease. As you end this practice, know that it's completely natural for you to treat yourself kindly, even if you may forget to do so quite often. Know that you can generate this tender and loving attitude towards yourself anytime, just by reminding yourself that this stance exists and how at ease it makes you feel. Difficulties and obstacles will still arise. Suffering happens. But you need not add to that suffering by treating yourself harshly. You can instead offer the ancient wishes of loving kindness to yourself.